So Satchinanda Maharaj said that we're to speak a little tonight about Srila Prabhupada Lila.
Da će govoriti nešto pravo pod Lila. Prijevod je opet tamo, dakle,
kod zadnjeg izvršnja. Start off, but since he's not here yet, maybe we'll just start. Satchinanda Maharaj was asking me just a little, well, when we're taking lunch or brunch, and he was asking about my association with Srila
Prabhupada.
And so I mentioned that I think once I counted the number of times that I had been in Prabhupada's presence, and I think it was only about 30 times or so.
30 puta sam sam.
Although in the last year Prabhupada was on the planet, I used to write him almost every week
or every other week,
sending reports
about particular service.
The services that we were doing, as was mentioned, we were traveling around the many countries and we were distributing particularly the standing order sets. So I was trying to reflect when I was last here. Maybe Krishna Shetra, when we were traveling together, what year was that?
77.
It must have been around, and we were in Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia. Eastern Germany.
My memory is bad. Because was saying, we were traveling together. Which countries?
And
it was in Austria, East Germany, Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
So that was around 1977. So I assume I was here then, probably sometimes after that, maybe 19 or before. That was 77? Okay, so 77. So that means I haven't been here in over
20
years. And it's Dai Satchinanda Maharaj ki. So it's quite exciting for me after 22-23 years
to come
here again. And it's been almost that long since I had more than a few hours of association with Krishna Shetra.
We
met each other a couple of times in a few places. Once or twice in India and in England. So this is the first time that
I
had a chance to be with him for a few days since 23 years, and that was around the time we were traveling in the area.
So
I was thinking yesterday when the Nama Yagna was going on, I was chanting a few rounds and I was doing a lot of reflecting, and it dawned on me how long it was since I was here. I felt a great sense of well-being, in as much as some of the best interactions I had with Srila Prabhupada was in relationship to working here in Yugoslavia, Belgrade, Zagreb, some places, and then later Romania. It was around that time that I was writing Srila
Prabhupada
about every other week. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was his servant at that time. And he specifically requested that I would send in, that I would write so frequently. Now imagine the experience of being a writer. Probably not an ordinary writer. But one of the joys of a writer is to know that even before your book is finished, that you have people waiting to read it, to receive it. So this was the nature of the Standing Order Project. Is that we would send to the universities, to the museums, and to the professors
the
standing order, or sometimes every book that Srila Prabhupada had written up at that time, and with the idea that any time a new book was written, it would automatically go to them, and then they would send the check for it. So Srila Prabhupada was very happy to know that so many places in the world,
at
the scholarly level, people were taking the book, and then to hear that they were also eager to receive the new books. So Prabhupada would literally would read the letters
Prabhupada bi čitao pisma
Tamal Krishna Maharaj would tell him that my letters
Tamal Krishna
had come
rekao, došli, da
he would literally sometimes just stop everything and he would ask the letter to come in and then he would read it
himself
or to whatever devotees and leaders in the room
bilo bi on sam čitao,
and then some of his secretaries would tell me that sometimes
rekao,
many times during the week
puta, tokom tjedna,
when Prabhupada would have guests he would ask the secretary to bring forth some of the reports and then he would have the report read. He was just so excited that scholars were taking his books and of course we had reviews written and they would say wonderful things concerning his books.
Now
maybe just one or two stories because, so we can have time to have a lot of discussion
about
the Prabhupada disciples. So as I was thinking yesterday, I was thinking how this time in my life with Srila Prabhupada before he left was in one sense my last two interactions with Prabhupada were the best and the worst. The best was the day before I saw Srila Prabhupada. The worst was the last time I saw Prabhupada where he chastised the hell out of me.
And I explained that briefly.
So I think Krishna Kshetra remember we were together as a matter of fact the day before the last time. So Srila Prabhupada heard that we had arrived. We had found that he had come from India and was in England and was on his way to America. He was on his way, if we call, to Giranagri, which one of the projects I'm GBC for now, to Vrindavan, Giranagri, Detroit, Zurich, France, Africa, etc. So, but he turned around and of course came back to India and then later he left his body. Came back to Vrindavan. So when Srila Prabhupada had heard that we had arrived, I think Krishna said that we came from East, was it Germany then? East Germany? Austria, we're kind of one of those countries. We were. Austria, East Germany. And Prabhupada heard that we had arrived and so he asked that we come in to see him. So was, if I recall, it was three of us, Krishna Kshetra, myself, and also Dwarkadish.
Krishna Kshetra,
was it Dwarkadish? Dwarkadish, isn't it? Okay. Dwarkadish, who maybe some of you, would any devotees know Dwarkadish
here? Probably not.
Okay. I think he's left his body
some years ago.
And but I can vaguely remember.
Well,
we're 50 years old now, and the memory has gotten quite bad.
So,
when we came into the room, Prabhupada was in his quarters. And this was a good part. So, Srila Prabhupada, in those days, of course, he was. We would carry him down, for darshan. His body, of course, was very weak. He had stopped everything, eating, sleeping, what they say, mating. Those things stopped a long time ago. So, we could see, obviously, he was only working on spiritual energy. And when he would speak, it would be very soft. Sometimes it was hard to hear him. So Srila Prabhupada was behind his desk. And the three of us, we came in. Prabhupada mentioned, to summarize, he had thanked us for this service. And I said something in the spirit that, Prabhupada, it is only your mercy. You know, you have forced us to do like this. He was appreciating the work that was being done and now that we were physically there he was happy to see us. And Srila Prabhupada explained, yes, this is the parampara that his guru has encouraged and forced them and he is forcing us and it goes on and on. So then Srila Prabhupada called me closer and then he Krishna Kshetra, remember, he embraced me and then put his hand on my head. And so he said very softly, he said, so, your life is successful. And so I was obviously overwhelmed. But also feeling, incoherent, because Ne znam. Spiritual master looks so weak.
Ovdje je duhovni učitelj izgleda tako da slab, nosi tamne naočale za svoj, na svojim očima.
His bones practically.
Praktički ste mu mogli vidjeti kosti.
And we were, I was writing.
Ja sam pisao.
And now here to meet the spiritual master after such a long time. Ovdje srećem
duhovnog učitelja nakon toliko vremena i vidim položaj u kome se on nalazi.
So, the next day, Tamal
Krishna Maharaj
invited me in to Prabhupada's bedroom. This time we were in his darshan room.
To je bilo to vrijeme njegova
sobe. Tamal Krishna just wanted me to see because he had written me several times.
I
asking that I continue sending the letters that I sent him often. He sometimes had described to me how he would share the letters with Prabhupada. And Sadhya Danya and I think Baba Nanda had told me some things. But anyway, sometimes when the letter was read, it would be after Prabhupada in the afternoon would have his garland and chandal put on. And then they would bring forth my report. It was really a report. It would be sometimes 5 to 10 pages. And somehow Prabhupada would hear the whole report. So a couple of times from what Sadhya Danya and I think Japa Taka Maharaj also mentioned, Prabhupada actually once or twice went into trance. Once, and it was, I think, about either Greece or Yugoslavia here. And Prabhupada was reading the report, they were reading it to him, and Prabhupada interrupted, and he was saying yes, and the books are going like that, and Prabhupada just went into a trance. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj particularly wanted me to personally to kind of see what the exchange was when Prabhupada was reading the reports that I was sending. So the next day he called me in personally this time to read
a recent report.
And I was, I think that time, traveling with Guru Das, who used to be a Swami at that time. And the report was, I think it was... Well, I can't really remember the country.
Anyway,
it was an old report, but he wanted me to read it. Now, keep in mind, the day before, Prabhupada calls me in, all the devotees here, that Prabhupada called me in, as soon as I arrived, he called me to come in. Some devotees had heard some things that Prabhupada had said. But everyone knew that there was some blessings or something that was given.
So
I was walking around like a proud peacock. Ego huge.
Big as this room. Right?
So here, this second day, Prabhupada is in the bedroom in a chair. And Tamal calls me in to personally read the report. And I read the report. And the whole room and energy wasn't at all like Tamal had witnessed. As a matter of fact, it was the opposite.
At some point,
Prabhupada literally interrupted me. And he almost shouted in his weak state, "It is Krishna's mercy. It is all due to the mercy of Krishna." In the reports, I would explain about some of the techniques we were using, about who took the books, and what the situation was, what department they were in, who the professor was. So I was describing some particular situation. And obviously there was ego coming through
ego
from yesterday, the day before, maybe even from then. And so Prabhupada just was so heavy and how he let me know that it was Krishna's mercy. And practically, the way he said it just pushed me out of the room almost. I could understand. In the report, or cut it short and get out.
So
I literally stumbled through a little bit more and then I got out. That was the last time I saw Srila Prabhupada. Later he went back to
Vrindavan.
So it was extremely merciful. Actually, the last day was even greater mercy, because when Guru chastises, that is special mercy, because it means he's calling you out to correct you, to relieve you from problems, anarthas, misconceptions, illusions. So in one sense, that was even more important and more of a blessing than Prabhupada embracing me and rubbing my head. And of course, I don't remember, but even he was kind of tearing.
So,
I reflect on that often, about this chastisement and how much we want to look close to make sure that if we're doing things, we're doing them not only the right thing, but in the right way.
da su pravi crne religije, napravimo i na pravilan način.
Somewhat similar. But this happened several years before then.
Onda se dogodilo nekoliko godina prije ovog događaja,
koji
sam upravo opisao.
Traveling all around the world, different sets of devotees,
using two of us or three of us. Obično
podvojice,
trojice, ja smo putovali
skupo.
On je bio vrlo milostan.
I mean, I was a very difficult person to associate with.
Jako komplicirana osoba. Jako je bilo teško družiti se sa mnom.
I mean, very difficult.
Zaista teško.
And so, when anyone had to travel with me, it was quite an austerity.
To je bila velika strogost.
And,
Križešija Draga je bila velika strogost gledati kako prakticiraš neke strogosti.
Kind of yogi conception more than a devotee
conception.
I was more like a yogi than a devotee.
Bhakti. Više sam bio
I would rise at 12:30 in the morning at night and chant my rounds. I was chanting 42 rounds a day at least every day.
Najmanje 42 kruga sam mantrao.
Once a day. Ja sam jedan put once a day, but I'm a little more sane.
Jedan put dnevno, ali mislim da to malo razumije. But sometimes my diet was such
that for years I was eating like two carrots, an apple, banana, and I think some butter.
Associating
with somebody who
zamislite
that was lifestyle.
Sa osobom koji imala takav životni stil.
And we travel sometimes weeks and weeks, sometimes months away from temples.
The only association you had
was with your partner. So you're not with a temple. And then you go out, I mean, you know, you're trying to sleep and somebody's 12:30 in the middle of the night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So it's hard to sleep. And then breakfast time, and he doesn't eat with you. And then the lunch time, he's busy, he just waits and eats at night. So it was like, I was being impersonal in many ways. But I was considering well, selling books and having good success. And so I was thinking, the results are there. But again, it was not in the right consciousness, and it wasn't a sense of teamship. I would justify it that my party normally would sell more books than the other parties. I would justify that, well, we're selling the most books, so our schedule must be
good schedule.
So now, what happened? 1 year we were in Mayapur, and all the parties came together.
Now
we would rotate two men together for some weeks, and then
another combination.
I wasn't aware of it. I think by this time Krishna Shetty was no longer on the party. We were was overseeing it. But an interesting thing happened. Suhotra was on the party.
Suhotra
you would know him. I think he's the only one you would know. And Suhotra Maharaj. And what happened was that we had a meeting in Mayapur. And the topic of the meeting was myself. None of the devotees wanted to go out on the party, wanted to go out with me anymore.
Sam nam više traveling.
And it was devastating because just a few months, a month or two, Srila Prabhupada has sent us these amazing letters really encouraging the party and offering so many blessings to the devotees. And then I found out at this meeting that most of the devotees in the party, maybe only one, but I think all except perhaps one, they really wanted to leave the party. And I was the reason for it.
A ja sam bio razlog.
So I was devastated.
Ja sam se jako loše osjećao.
I had no idea
nisam imao pojma
that I was causing so much disturbance
because I was like
very stubborn.
Jako tvrdoglav.
That was my good quality and my bad quality.
To je bila moja dobra i loša.
And so I was totally oblivious to the fact that I was causing so much disturbance to these very serious devotees of Srila Prabhupada. To the point that even though they know the service was so dear to him, but to have to deal with me, either directly travel with me or the kind of competition mood that I had set up, it just became overbearing.
Koji je postao prenaporan.
Now, I was so devastated
that,
sometimes the mind can cause interesting effects on the body. So my mind was so blown out that I literally got something like cholera, or it was malaria, cholera, some combination.
Just
because my mind was so weak and so disturbed by this. But I was thinking that I should just go and jump in the Jamuna.
U Jamunu.
In the Ganges, was it?
U Gangu.
And finish his life. I mean, I was literally thinking like that.
Thinking that I'm
just a disturbance to these serious devotees. They want to leave.
They
had no idea that for months and months,
nisam imao pojma da
maybe all over a year had been such a problem.
Godinama sam bio takav problem.
Godina. And it just come to a head. So the devotees were on and live and they were going on in the festive time. And I was just like a zombie. I was like zombie. I was totally depressed and just thinking what to do. Maybe I should leave the party. They shouldn't leave. So anyway, a day or two later, Prabhupada had this program at a life member's house, and so many devotees went. And I don't remember the details, but I just drove my body there because I knew I was supposed to go. I should go alone. And you know, we've all had the times when kirtan is going on, class is going on, your body's there, but your mind is somewhere else.
This is my
situation.
To je bila moja situacija.
As I was gloomy, frustrated,
bio sam sav potišten, frustriran,
my head down, I was walking by to the
Prabhupada's
room, going outside maybe to chant.
Išao sam vani, možda.
Anyway, Hari Sari was his servant. And Hari Sari just happened to see me go by, and he called me, and he said, look, I have an emergency, I have to go someplace. Here, Prabhupada will ring his bell. I want you to watch for a while
and
make sure Prabhupada rings his bell that you go in. So before I had a chance to tell him, look, I can't do anything now. I'm fried. I'm burnt out. I'm depressed. Don't ask me to go before Prabhupada. He had already left. And so I had to stay there and to act as a guard and a servant. So while I was trying to look around and find some money else to come and to do that service, Prabhupada rang his buzzer.
Prabhupada je pozvonio.
And here I am looking so gloomy, frustrated, going to spiritual master to pick up my mind, mračen, thinking, oh, this is really terrible.
Učiteljem.
I've disappointed him, I've disappointed his servants, and now he's going to see the terrible condition
vidjeti.
That I'm in.
So
when he rang a bell, I tried to find somebody, I couldn't, he rang the bell again, the
buzzer.
So I realized I had to go in. So I went, it was two rooms, I went into the first room, then I went into the room that Prabhupada was in.
Sobu,
and I immediately dove down and offered full
nidandavat.
And the room was small.
Soba je bila mala.
So just as I raised my head, Prabhupada was sitting behind his table, and he had took his leg and he propped it up on the table, and his foot was like staring me in the face. So, you know, the condition I was in, I didn't know what's going on. My mind was not coordinated properly, and
now
with my guru and
sad sam ovdje ispred
njega. Maybe he's gonna give me a big kick. Mislim,
možda će me snažno lupit u glavu.
I don't know what's happening.
Nisam znao što se dešava.
A night or two before,
noć ili prije,
Robert had an accident where he had rolled out of the bed that he was
in.
And he had literally bruised his elbow, his forearm, the chin of his leg, and then the insole of the foot. So he had something like a neem leaves. This is a herb on the desk. And he had put his foot like that. And he didn't say anything.
At first,
he just pointed.
Već je samo pokazao prstom.
And so he was pointing, and I was, you know, again bewildered about all the things that's going on, the past going on now. So I could understand that he wanted me to take the neem leaf and to put it on the foot. So I took, it was a cup, I took the neem leaf, and then he started showing me what to do. And so I started trying to massage it on his foot, the insole. But now, my anxiety, my feeling Prabhupada maybe was going to kick me, my depression, and I'm trying to put this on Prabhupada's foot. I'm literally dropping this neem with stains like anything. All on Prabhupada's shirt, on his dhoti.
Toliko sam bio zbunjen da sam ja razmazao mrljice tog nima po cijeloj Prabhupadovoj kurti dhotiju. Potpuno sam očajan, želim završiti samoubojstvo, praktički sam počeo plakati.
Ali dok stavljam to, and it's just dropping, leaving stains everywhere.
Prabhupada
and then Prabhupada then pointed to the elbow.
Pokazuje na lakat.
And told me to put it on there.
I kaže mi da i tamo stavim.
Then I tried to move it over, put it on, and then I started putting it on the elbow, and then I started dropping on the other side of it.
I onda počinje curiti po drugoj strani do tija.
No, I didn't know what to do. You run out,
da
radim. Just cry, just
da
scream,
pobjegnem, da plačem, da vrištim,
I know what to do. I just couldn't think.
Ne znam šta da radim. Nisam mogao ni misliti.
So then he showed me to rub it on the,
onda
me pokazao, on this part of the leg.
Na
podkoljenici. So all while this is dropping all on
to
his clothes.
Posvugu, pa
Prabhupada is acting like nothing has happened.
Prabhupada se ponaša kao da se ništa nije dogodilo.
I mean, he can see it, I can see.
On može
vidjeti. All stained, it's so dirty. Like saffron, so dirty, just stained with all these green, heavy stains.
Silene doti, pun tih zelenih mrlje.
And then,
I onda?
He let me understand that it's finished now.
Onda mi onda
so when I went down,
ruffle
basins, then I had this amazing realization.
And
it was very clear.
Bilo je vrlo jasno.
That
da.
Prabhupada was
Prabhupada je bio,
teaching me through this exchange.
Prabhupada me učio kroz ovo
he was showing
razmijenu.
Me that even though I was doing something wrong, I should do it right, of course, but he was showing me the love, letting me know that, yes, I'm engaging you in service, and you're trying, but do it right. So I could see and understand that as I was making this mistake from having this service, that it was terrible. But Prabhupada was letting me know, don't commit suicide, don't get depressed, don't leave the party, just do the work in the right way. And so when I rose to go out, Prabhupada was smiling, just as if I had done something really wonderful. And I'm leaving out the room, my guru is all stained every
face.
So, I can understand and appreciate more and more that it is not just
da.
For us to do our services wonderfully or good, but we are to do our service so that it pleases Guru and it encourages others also to do their service. At the end of the day, we all have to offer our services to Guru, to Krishna, to Sadhu. And so we don't want to just be thinking about how we can do something, but we want to do it in such a way that it acts as a way of encouraging and it brings more bhakti to everyone. And in this way, at the end, more services shared with Srila Prabhupada in general. Maybe just before I stop, I'll just mention how I came to Krishna consciousness, how I first met Srila Prabhupada. I think this was something we were to share. In 1971-72, I was at a university in America. Actually, last year was considered one of the top universities in the world. Best university in America, Princeton University. So I was studying to be a psychotherapist, and I was also studying international law. So I had met for some year or two before then. I was just shopping around, meeting all kind of spiritual personalities. And I take initiation from different yogis, different gurus. Some of them are quite internationally famous. But I had met this one teacher who taught me many things, mostly Raja Yoga, Stanga Yoga, but this teacher always told me that he was not my guru. So once I met one guru, from a teacher, more I took initiation from him. Then I came back and I saw this teacher who was teaching me, who said he wasn't my teacher. And I said, oh, now I found my teacher. I
take
initiation, he claims to be an avatar. And so this teacher, who wasn't teaching me, wasn't my guru rather, he kind of laughed. And he began to explain that this teacher is just having impersonal realization. But then I said, you say you're not my guru. I meet a guru, this guru, and every time you say, and you laugh about it, or you make fun, or you bring up something. So the conversation went on, and I said, well, this guru says he is
an avatar.
So this teacher, he says, do you want to know, and he used the term literally,
said,
do you want to know who the guru of gurus is? And I said, yes. And then he looked at me very stern. He says, do you really want to know? Now, when he asked me the second time, I got a little nervous. I was wondering, why is he being so sensitive like this? Make sure that, is this what I really want to know?
Zašto to
pitate,
da li želim znati?
Are you sure you really want to know?
Zaista želiš znati?
And I thought, I'm too far into this now to back away. But I want to be a spiritualist. I'm going to all these teachers. He's been teaching me for about 3 years, and he said, he's not my teacher. But now he's asking me this question.
So I very timidly said, yes.
He said, the spiritual master of the Hare Krishna movement, I like to feign it. I saw the devotees once or twice.
I saw them once in Boston.
It was very cold weather, snowing on the ground, below zero. And it was literally free. I mean, you don't know how cold the weather can get in America some places. And I saw these people on the corner, and they were dancing and singing. And I just considered, these people are crazy. They got bed sheets on.
Imaju plahte od kreveta, ofarbali su lice sa ratnim bojama.
Mismatch shoes, mismatch socks, everything.
Svi su Mickey Mouse, čarape su imali. Ovi ljudi mora da uzima LSD ili nešto tako.
But I knew that they had a particular teaching and a guru.
Da su imali određene učenje
i guru. You mean these people?
Ovi ljudi?
They have such high knowledge?
Oni imaju tako uzvišeno znanje?
My nature was extreme. My nature was that if I found out something, I go for it.
Ako nešto nađem, ja sam želiti ga steći.
This is some of the highest knowledge what these people do, this sort of lifestyle.
Ovo što ovi ljudi rade, tako
vrsta života. Before then, I'm following different gurus and yogis, but it was more in the mood of something extracurricular.
Ali to je bilo,
do your my meditations, my mystic stuff. But it was like you had your own life, and once or twice a week, you go to some meetings and you have some discussions, and you do a few things at home for an hour or two, and that's it.
So,
intuitively, I could appreciate that these Krishna people, it wasn't just a part-time thing, that they had really committed to something in a really extreme sense.
Oni su prikazirali
I'm confused. Here I'm with this person who's been teaching me,
osobu,
who says he's not my guru.
Koji kaže da nije
I get
guru.
A few initiations from a few other gurus.
He doesn't take it
serious. And now he's told me that the spiritual master of the Hare Krishna movement has some of the highest teachings and is the spiritual master of spiritual masters. So what was I to do? To make a long story short, I was thinking,
da, skratim priču,
he is lying to me because he wants to get rid of me
laže, zato što me se želi riješiti.
Or, there is some truth there, and I have to find out.
Ili, tamo
so literally, I started
istinu,
going to the temple in New York City.
Onda sam odlučio ću
I was
pram, New York
still
City.
Finishing my my writing some book
before graduation. Knjige, prije našto, prije
and so I had a few more months before graduating. But I would go to the temple on weekends, and I would stay.
Sam u
but I was just really going just to find fault.
Ali
I was going to prove to myself that this teacher is probably lying to me and let me just go and check these people out so I can close this chapter and get away from them and get away from him also. But now, after my first visit, I saw things that I wasn't so happy with because you know, I've been studying some things for a long time and I saw that some of the people were not so serious, some were neophytes. But it dawned on me,
I've
been with this teacher for a few years. He has never lied to me.
Da, ovaj učitelj me nikad nije lagao.
The teacher was very unusual. He had all kind of psychic powers. He read minds, he knew the future. He, you know, so constantly I could reflect and see that whatever he told me in the previous times, it came true. Never charged me anything. For a while I was even a personal student on an on-on basis. Sometimes we discussed so many things. He taught me many, many techniques. And so I was stuck. But now why is he lying to me this time? So I went back to see him. And then I asked him, I said, well, if this teaching is so high, why you didn't tell me that at first? Why you spend months and months and years teaching me all these difficult things? Why you didn't just tell me that this is something higher? He said, well, if I had told you in the earlier days, you would not have accepted it. He says, plus, what I've taught you, you will have to use this in the future, so therefore,
this is going to
and then it dawned on me. Many times in the way he would teach me, he would tell me about he would tell me something, but then he would say, but Prabhupada says like this. And now we should understand it as Prabhupada said. And I was thinking that Prabhupada was maybe his uncle or cousin or something. And then it dawned on me, oh, that leader of the Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And so I began to realize that all along he was kind of tuning me in to certain things about Prabhupada. So that's what Sajjananda Maharaj was saying how, when he met this person What, in the Himalayas, was it? And how this person yogi, mentioned that he was seeing Prabhupada as his guru.
On je video Prabhupada kao svog guru.
Well, it was clear to me when I first came to the movement that Prabhupada is even much greater than his own institution. That his institution is his major contribution to the planet, but that Srila Prabhupada's mission and his involvement is in so many, many areas beyond our understanding of some of the entities that he's affected and his work on this particular planet.
Stvari.
His institution is his main presentation, because his teacher was very close in his move toward Prabhupada. He later told me he had stopped teaching when Prabhupada came to America. And he even told me how there were some other teachers, Maharishi Yogi and a few others, who also knew something about Prabhupada's status. And they should have, in fact, by his understanding, should have joined Prabhupada and assisted with the work that he was doing. So then Ratiyatra was coming to New York, and I had a chance to personally to meet Srila Prabhupada. Some month or two later, I came back and saw this same teacher. And I asked him some questions in the same mood that I would normally do, sort of like a disciple who wasn't a disciple, but asking questions in the mood of a disciple guru. So I asked him one or two questions, and he shouted on me like anything. And he told me, get out of here. He said, don't you ever come back. He said, you have met, and he literally said, you have met Jagadguru, you've met spiritual master of the universe, and now you're coming back to ask me some question. He said, you're not going to make me an offender. He said, you get out of here, and don't you ever come back again. And so I left, and I literally didn't see him for many, many years. And then, of course, joined the movement. The more I was studying and reading the books, I mean, I would literally just go to the temple, and I would buy three or four books, and I would listen to a lecture, but I was just trying to find fault. I was trying to find reasons just to run away. And the more I started reading, the more I started hearing, of course, the more I became convinced. And then I read the Shri Upanishad, and it had more information than so many other things I had done, and philosophies I had read, and books and things. And so I became rather convinced, in that sense. And, of course, at some later time, I saw that teacher.
Kasnije sam vidio tog učitelja, on je sada
već napustio ovu planetu. As I had accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master, I was not coming to him in that same kind of reverence, but appreciation. Then later we met up at a few different times, etc. So the essence, the summary of that, I conclude, in my own life, was how merciful Srila Prabhupada was to allow me to come with all of my craziness. Even then I was crazy because I had all of these things, you know, from scholarly background, which is contamination, from all of this mystical, metaphysical stuff. And then I come to him, and later take initiation. When I first, the first, very first contact, after I met this yogi, was even before I physically met Prabhupada. Before physically meeting him, I was engaged.
My fiance,
she was, we were coming to the temple together.
Ja sam bio
she was a yogi teacher and was as crazy as I was.
Ona je bila učiteljica yogi, bi
and so we were buying the books, and she was trying to help me to study to also to find fault.
Želimo mi pomoć pri proučavanju da skupa nađemo greške. Imali smo album.
The comment, and many of you know the album, the one that George Harrison was on.
George Harrison na njemu
svira. And then later he explains the Maha Mantra. So we were at her house one day, coming from the temple. We put the album on.
I pustili smo ploču.
And Prabhupada, the devotees were chanting. And I'll end with this. And then Prabhupada started explaining the mantra. And so for lack of better word, I went into a trance,
yes,
and hearing Prabhupada's voice,
and it was
I was very happy because I knew that voice.
I knew
the personality associated with that voice, even though I had met him in his lifetime. As many of you have had experience, perhaps you have guru, many of you have established with Prabhupada, first time seeing, something just happens. And you just there's a knowingness.
Sometimes the voice had dreams,
and then they see the person.
And
so when I heard that voice, I was very happy to connect with that voice, but I was also extremely sad.
tužan.
Because by hearing that voice, it was if the voice had just jumped out of the album and it put me under arrest.
Skočio iz ploče i zarobio me.
You know, like somebody's been a criminal, been a deviant, and you captured them.
So it was like the voice had captured me.
And I understood that my life had to change.
Da moj život se mora promijeniti.
And there's a part of me that wasn't really ready to change.
A nisam bio spreman
za promjenu. That voice had captured me.
Taj me je glas
zarobio. And so I was like happy and sad.
I onda sam bio sretan i tužan.
Going through an unusual experience, like
an
altered state or trance state, and I realized that, okay, now I must
sada,
find the person, meet the person,
osobu,
the voice,
ga,
and whatever I was doing before, I
prije,
have to stop.
Moram se sada
so this is my life. Then I took initiation later
onda sam
and started doing different types of services. I think the most significant thing about my story is
priči,
how Prabhupada is much even bigger than even his own movement, and how they are even other spiritual personalities who have some slight awareness of Prabhupada's greatness, and how we can, as devotees, the disciples, or grand disciples, can realize how fortunate we are to be under Prabhupada's umbrella. As I mentioned yesterday, whether we were with Prabhupada when he came on the planet, or some of you come afterward after him, that this is very significant. When a great entity like Krishna or his incarnation, or Nityasiddhas, that sometimes
osobe,
the stage is set
znači,
before them,
side,
something happens with them, and something happens after them. So we all have wonderful
došli,
chance to be blessed
života,
by being a part of the mission of Srila Prabhupada. It is ever alive. The more that we are connecting deeper in our inner consciousness, the more that we connect with him and the entire Brahm Bharat chain. It's gone from the jhana Srila Prabhupada ki!
Bakte su previše ponizne. Idi ti, idi ti.
What a nice and also moving and strenuous festival.
Kako divan.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Asgatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once a god brother of Srila Prabhupada met him in his apoteka, pharmacy
apoteci,
in Allahabad. At that time Srila Prabhupada made many medicines. One he called days pain limiting. It was something.
This pain limiting.
A liniment. Pain and then a different difficult word, something which relieves from pain.
On takve pridodje lekove koji su bili kao painkiller, kako se zove, protiv bola.
Protiv bola. It was a medicine which Srila Prabhupada used to distribute for
Prabhupada
free. Besplatno
dijelio sadojima koji su imali
small ailments and so on. And it was good for everything. So the god brother asked him, Abhay Baba, Babu, do you also have the medical formula for attaining love of God?
Za dostizanje ljubavi prema Bogu?
almost like asking, do you only have days
alignment? Da li imate samo te lijekove za ublažavanje boli?
Prabhupada became serious and said,
Prabhupada je postao ozbiljan,
yes,
da.
I have the formula,
da, imam tu formulu
for getting Krishna prema.
Za dobijanje Krishna prema.
Tri narapi sunicena taro jiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Those of you who are interested in this formula, can get it translated
for you.
It works.
Ne, potrudite da nađete prijevod i budite sigurni da će funkcionirati. Šila Prabhupada
holds a formula in his hands.
Ne, Šila Prabhupada drži tu formulu u svojim rukama. Formula za koju možemo postati svjesni Krišne.
Šila Prabhupada's appearance in this world is special.
Njegova pojava u ovom svijetu je posebna.
The Padma Purana says
Padma
a Vaishnava does not take birth under the jurisdiction of
karmic
laws. His birth and also his disappearance are
transcendental.
The wise have declared that the servants of Vishnu are eternally engaged in the liberated service of the Lord and hence are free from the laws of
material
nature. These great devotees
come
in this world only. They are free from karma. They are under Krishna's guidance. Krishna sends them, Krishna takes them.
Krishna ih vraća.
They come with one specific goal in their mind. That is the plan in the heart. The Bhakti Lata Beach.
To je da posade Bhakti Lata Beach u srce
semen,
ljudi.
Seed of love of Krishna,
ljubavi prema Krishna,
which when we have received
koji,
it,
kada smo ga primili, moramo uzgajati da bi postalo biljka.
They mercifully train the conditioned souls.
Oni samilosno
obučavaju uvjetovane duše.
I to nije uvijek izvor radosti za njih. Na kraju
svojih zabava, Prabhupada bi ponekad plakao po noći.
Zato što je bio tako
tužan,
jer njegove učenici nisu mogli zaista potpuno iskoristiti tu sjemenku bhakti u svojim srcima.
There's a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, which glorifies the work of these great liberated souls.
It
says,
oh
my Lord, great philanthropic souls, it means to have kindness to human beings, to travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to show compassion to the fallen souls,
who are averse,
it means against, to the sense of subordination to the Lord. I am such a soul, person who is very rebellious against the Supreme Personality of
buntovnik
God and the soul.
Prabhupada,
in his compassion,
I Prabhupada
has somehow given some desire in the heart
usadio nešto želje u srce da iskoristim
the seed of
Krishna, poklon,
of bhakti,
sjeme
bhakti
koje on posadio u srce.
When preparing for this
dok se sprema za ovu lekciju,
I was a little bit in the dilemma which I could only solve
dileme,
now sitting on the chair.
Koju mogu riješiti samo,
the dilemma was,
riješio tek ovdje sjedeći na stolici.
Nice Prabhupada
bilo, da li vam pričam lijepo Prabhupada, priču o Prabhupada?
I have done this in the past.
To sam radio u prošlosti.
And my Prabhupada stories are exhausted.
Priče o Prabhupada su istrošene. Susreo sam ga 7 puta.
And I could tell them again
i mogu
and again.
Vam ponovo pričati te priče.
Always adding a little bit
dodajući malo samoslavljenja
and making
njima,
them different, but
i malo ih učiniti drugačije. Ali mislio sam da danas govorim vrlo ozbiljno svima vama.
23
godine su prošle
when Prabhupada was
od kako
je
Prabhupada bio na planeti. Da li zvačete? 23 godine.
Some of you
neki od vas
are not even 23 years old.
Nisu ni toliko
maybe
ni stari.
I don't know. One third or one fourth.
Možda trećina ili četvrtina.
Who is not even 23 years old?
Koliko ljudi ovdje ima manje od 23?
you're very mladi, very young.
Jako ste mladi?
Yes, and all the children, of course. anyways, 23 years is quite some time.
Je poprilično vrijeme.
23 years is between the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's presence.
23 godina je dakle razdoblje koje traje
između
razdoblje koje razdvaja Prabhupadove učenike i samog Prabhupada. Kako sada stupiti u kontakt sa osobom koja je 23 godine napustila planetu?
Let me tell you an amazing little story
to enter
the subject.
In Vrindavan,
place in America,
where
some American moods came in. They
are
very liberal and sometimes
liberal.
There was some New Age philosophy
infiltrating our
movement due to one person who changed his opinion about Prabhupada, or I do not know. I don't want to talk harshly. A lot of Christianity was there, and so
bilo je kršćan,
but the devotees had built
for
Srila Prabhupada a palace
veliku palaču za Prabhupada,
with gold and nice ornaments, which had become a touristic attraction and still is.
Atrakcija, još uvijek je.
Busloads of tourists come to see this extraordinary, beautiful
building
in praise of Srila Prabhupada. So once one ordinary American housewife was going on a tour through the palace
and heard
a voice from the Vyasa-san, take my shoes.
Uzmi moje papuče.
She thought, well,
misle,
far out, but
ovo je stvarno ludo.
what to do with this information?
Šta ću sad s ovom informacijom?
And who said?
I ko je to?
Then again,
onda ponovno,
take my shoes.
Uzmi moje cipele.
what to do with this information? Šta
te radim?
I mean, this is very difficult
to
put into action. Then the group apparently had gone out of the temple room,
izgled otišla iz
temple room, and she heard this time very clearly from Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, Prabhupada's voice talking to her, take my shoes.
Uzmi moje cipele.
I do not wish that my shoes stay here.
Ne želim da moje cipele ili papuče ostanu ovdje. Ona je bila vrlo,
was a compelling voice.
To je glas koji je tražio.
Just looked around if someone is there.
Naređivo.
In her American housewife,
da li je neko tu u prostoriji. A onda u svojoj torbi za domaćice stavila papuče.
And well, felt very guilty because she had
become veliku grižnju savjesti,
thief of a religious object.
Ukrala je religijski objekt.
Now the Vrindavan, New Vrindavan community came back to Srila Prabhupada's method of sadhana.
Se vratila Prabhupadova metodu sadhana.
Became regular devotees again.
Normalni bhakti ponovo.
After a travel through time, they were properly situated. The shoes of Prabhupada's
Vyasa-san,
which are very worshipable for the disciples,
koji su vrijedni obožavani za njihove učenike, još uvijek nisu bili prisutni. Jednog dana je domaćica ponovo čula, sad možeš vratiti moje cipele. Ona je uzela cipele ovoga papuče u tu torbicu i vratila ih u palaču. I kada nikoga nije bilo,
she just put the shoes there and later talked to the devotees. She asked the question, what type of personality is Srila
Prabhupada?
He's not on the planet any longer,
but he's a great spiritual master.
What?
Šta?
He has talked to me.
On je govorio, on mi se obratio.
He is not dead.
On nije mrtav.
Yes. Ask me to do something which I never would do, not even in a supermarket.
Ne bi učinila nikada, čak ni u supermarketu ne kradem.
I have taken the shoes.
Uzela sam papuče.
I didn't know why.
Nisam znala zašto.
Nikad to ne radim.
I vratila sam ih natrag, zato što mi on naredio. Naredio me da ih uzmem, a također da ih vratim.
This is one of many stories of Prabhupada's ongoing presence here. And of contacting people and helping them.
Kontaktira ljude i da im pomaže.
A little while ago, I wanted to write a book collecting dreams about Srila Prabhupada.
Koja bi sadržavala snove o Srila Prabhupada.
I have heard many
of
devotees who are not direct disciples
of Srila Prabhupada,
having dreams where Srila Prabhupada appeared to them,
snove
mostly after reading the book of Prabhupada,
nakon što su čitali knjigu Prabhupada,
go and make contact to his devotees. There are many, many instances
where devotees
who are not his disciples
da profited koji nisu from Prabhupada's učenici,
direct intervention in their life. Now this is something which is not unusual in Vaishnavism. We hear, if we go a little in our tradition, about Srinivasa
Acharya,
who wanted to meet
koji
želi
susreti gospodina Čaitanja,
but Lord Chaitanya had left the planet
when
Srinivasa Acharya wanted to meet the associates of
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
For instance, he wanted to learn from Gadadhar Pandit, the Bhagavatam. So he went to Puri, but when he came to Gadadhar Pandit, Bhagavatam was no longer readable because he had to write so many ecstatic tears of love that the print was dissolved. So he was told by Gadadhar Pandit, please go back to Navadvipa, organize the Bhagavatam set, and then I can, or Bhagavatam book, and then I can inform you. So when he can teach you. So when he came back, Gadadhar Pandit had just left by one day. So Srinivasa Acharya went to tried so many direct associates.
He tried,
for instance, he went to
Vrindavan
to meet Rupa and Sanatana
Goswami.
But as he entered Vrindavan, or as he came close to Vrindavan, 20 kilometers, people came crying.
Došli,
oh, and he asked, why are you crying? Rupa Goswami has left.
Rupa Goswami je napustio planet.
Sanatana was first, and then Rupa.
Mislim da Sanatan prvi.
Now the two Goswamis are no longer there.
So
this night, this was too much for
Srinivas.
He was thinking, I had no contact with Lord
contact
Chaitanya. I had no contact with his dear associates. What's the use of my life? I cannot now learn Krishna consciousness. I cannot become
Krishna consciousness.
I'm lost. I cannot get this treasure of prema. So, at that night,
noći,
both of the Goswamis appeared
to
Srinivasa Acharya in a spurti. You translate the word spurti as if in a dream. It's not a tamasic, it's not really a dream which comes by the, in the mode of tamagun. It's like a revelation which is clear from the mode of tamagun. And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami said, Srinivasa Acharya, you will learn everything you need to know from Jiva
Goswami.
It's an example. It's an example where a great soul appears to the devotees who need them and gives them guidance
by the
Kriya. This is a little important.
When
you really wish
želite,
and you are not only a social Hare Krishna person, but you want to get the advantage of Srila Prabhupada.
Ako želite iskoristiti milost Prabhupada,
to vam se može dogoditi.
On vam se može pojaviti, dati vam instrukcije koje će promijeniti vaše živote.
Please be a little spiritual.
Budite malo produhovljeni.
Think a little of spiritual experience.
O duhovnim iskustvima.
Please do not be just a social member and
samo društveni član i koristiti
ISKCON
samo kao religijsku instituciju. To i onako ne ide.
Please think a little deeply in your life.
Dublje o svom
how
životima.
You can make
kako
a
možete stupiti u kontakt sa Srila Prabhupadom.
In the tradition it works.
U tradiciji, naša tradicija je radila, je funkcioniralo, a to je funkcioniralo čak i za američku domaćicu. Za vas također može biti istinito.
Let me tell you of my own experience
svoje vlastite iskustva.
Dreams is not of contacting Srila Prabhupada. Kontakta
sa
Srila Prabhupadom. The most important way is to contact Prabhupada the way he wanted to be connected.
Najvažniji način za susret sa Prabhupadom je način na koji on želi da stupi u kontakt sa njim. Ako želim pitati Bhaktivedanta Maharadžu, ti si jako zauzet, ali želim sa to malo porazgovarati. Kako ćemo se najbolje susresti? On bi rekao, ovo već imam tako puno kom poruka, da li možeš napisati... Pismo obično, ili možda bi telefonirati. Ako on kaže, to je najbolji način da ga kontaktiram, ako želim dobar kontakt, onda ću to i napraviti. Nazvat ću ga.
There are now cheap numbers from Germany, you can dial them.
Danas ima ovoga mogućnost da se iz Njemačke zove vrlo jeftino i onda Ameriku zovete za 10 marki 50 feninga.
So when you want to have a contact with someone,
kada želite imati kontakt sa osobom,
we should first ask how does the person want to be contacted.
Kako ta osoba želi da se
Prabhupada said, you can contact me through my books.
Preko moje knjige.
He said, I have written this book
napisao sam ove knjige.
For the next 10,000 years. In other words, he didn't say
nije rekao da one više ne mogu služiti kao sredstvo kontakta nakon 23 godine.
23 godine
nije ništa uspoređeno sa 10,000.
So you can
dakle, možete čitati knjige
Možete, let me now talk it in a very easy way.
To
you
vrlo
can get a little bit on the wavelengths of Prabhupada.
Možete doći na istu valnu dužinu s Prabhupadom.
If I want to hear a radio emission, I need to come to the right frequency
emisiju,
first.
Onda prvo treba naći pravu frekvenciju.
And then I hear the weather.
Vrijeme je,
će
u Puli sutra biti
so hot,
ne tako vruće, malo će biti vjetra, malo će biti svježije. Ako sam pravi frekvenciji, mogu čuti.
Kad
nisam pravi frekvenciji,
čućem
umjesto meteorološkog izvještaja neke zvuke i neće imati dobro
vjetra.
Ako želite kontaktirati Prabhupada, prva stvar je da dođete na istu valnu dužinu i da stupite u kontakt na način na koji on to želi. To znači čitanjem knjiga.
80% of the Hare Krishna members
Hare Krishna članova
are stated to not read regularly the books.
Ne čitaju redovito Prabhupadove knjige.
What does this mean?
Što to znači?
It means they are not
znači
really on the
frequency na istoj valnoj dužini. Nisu povezani. I zbog toga možda neće iskusiti tako dubok spiritualni život.
But you are the 20%.
Ali vi ste među onih 20%.
So please read.
Zbog toga molim vas čitajte.
Keep the 20% intact in your life.
Održite tih 20%. Budete vjerni tim 20%.
Not yet there. Come there.
Ako niste tamo, onda dođete do tog stupnja.
Now in tune with Srila
Prabhupada. I kada smo naznačili na štima da tako kažemo na Prabhupada. Ako znamo kako daje lekcije.
When you know how he makes his point.
Ako znate kako govori o svojim poantama. Ako znate što on naglašava svoj filozofiji. Ako znate zašto se on razlikuje od drugih Gaudija pravovjednika.
When you have understood why this is good.
Zašto je to dobro?
When you know why his process was not like
ovaj proces nije
when you understand his process
drugim rečima, njegov proces
and then what will happen next
ono što će se dogoditi
you will be able to have this type of
experiences
where you get direct guidance.
Kada dobijete direktno vodstvo, zato što
Krishna situated in everyone's heart as a Chaitya Guru, the
Spirit of Master within.
When he is kind to some fortunate soul,
kada ljubazan prema nekoj sretnoj duši,
he personally gives him lessons to
progress da bi mogao napredovati u prednom služenju, poučava tu osobu kao naddušo iznutra,
a
također mu pomože duhovni učitelj izvan.
Prabhupada
je u kontaktu sa naddušom
i on
vas može kontaktirati putem telefona nadduša. To znači duhovna veza.
Čućete
o tome na seminaru, još malo.
And you will get guidance by him.
I on će vas voditi. On se može pojaviti u snovima,
so chooses,
ako on tako želi, i može vam dati neke poduke.
I will end how Prabhupada appeared in my dreams.
Završit ću sa Prabhupadom pojavom u mojim snovima.
Tamasic dreams,
to ne smatram tamasičnim snovima,
spiritual revelation,
duhovnim otkrovenjem.
The last one I will just show you. You know, just
govorit
like
Bhakti Tidamaraj
gave you a little background, you have to understand one little
background
about
me.
I was an anti-authoritarian, to put it in very polite terms.
The
word
in
drastic terms is I would not accept any authority above myself. No teachers, father was difficult relationship. And so on and so forth, because I was very frustrated by any type of authority. It was very, very difficult. And the first time I visited the temple, and I saw Prabhupada's picture on an elevated seat, it took only this one glance from the right eye to understand they are worshipping a person as an authority. I almost walked out. I was paranoid. This was our generation.
To je bila naša generacija.
That was the songs,
naše pjesme
which
su o tome govorile,
and which we sang.
Pjesme koje smo pjevali i slušali.
On the roads, that was the anti-authoritarian
anti-autoritarni period u povijesti Njemačke.
I can't say that it was always easy in my discipleship in relationship to Prabhupada. He had to sometimes smash me on the head. And therefore, once I had a very particular difficult time in my spiritual life.
And I had a very difficult time in my spiritual life.
The next thing I knew, we were on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada. We were all going behind him,
šetnja,
and it was like always, you know, when you wanted to hear any word Prabhupada said, but there were all these sannyasis around him,
and
then behind you were others who wanted to hear, you had to be careful to not step on Prabhupada's shoes on the shoes of the sannyasis from the back, and for us little guys,
we had to hear it.
Could you always accept your spiritual master in every detail?
Kako je s tobom bilo? Da li si uvijek mogao prihvatiti svog duhovnog učitelja? Svaki detalj?
And Prabhupada looked at me. And this glance was so, it was so honest. It was, honest is not the word. It was so real, so compassionate. And so concerned also with my difficulty.
Također.
That Prabhupada took his stick on the floor.
Lupio pod.
I never doubted the words of Srila Bhakti
Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
And my dear devotees, you might say, well, this is not such a deep answer. It's one sentence.
Why do we make a big point about it?
The Guru teaches in a very deep
Guru
way. There's something more than
način.
Just the words.
It's just
like in darshan. It's not just an eye exercise.
Nije
it is something that is going on. An exchange. When he said it to me, it transformed my heart.
Moje se srce preobratilo.
Yes,
ja rekao,
I will not doubt what you say. Thank you. And it was clear.
Hvala,
and I had all the things. And it stayed with me.
Sledio.
My question is very confidential and private. When you will hear it, you will throw me out of the movement, so I don't say what I'm wrangling with. But Prabhupada appeared, this is the point, and he helped to solve it. It has not come back again. It is gone.
The problem
is
not visible.
Deep faith is there.
So,
but then you might say, okay, you are a Prabhupada disciple. We are not. How can we have this in our
life?
It will work, Prabhus and Mataji's. There are many books, and I might think it would be good to write such a book. The devotees have contacted Prabhupada. But please, before you want to wait for such a revelation, come on the wavelengths of Prabhupada,
studying a little bit of his perspectives, and then you will certainly experience this divine connection.
The very last dream was very nice.
A month ago, I came to Prabhupada
in his room. Prabhupada answered two questions. And then Prabhupada said, I will go now on my walk.
Prabhupada, please, can you take me with you?
Prabhupada looked to me and said, but you always talk
rekao,
so much.
Ali ti uvijek previše pričaš.
Which is a fact. When I feel very affectionate to someone, I will not talk. I will bite my tongue or something. I will not talk. Then Prabhupada said, come. Then we walked.
Onda smo šetali.
And it was a wonderful walk.
I to je bila
prelijepa
šetnja.
We walked through the world.
Išli kroz svijet.
Came past.
Prošli smo.
Normal experiences.
Životnih iskustava,
nature, priroda. There was some bathing people in the bathing, swimming pool, public swimming pool. We came past that.
Prošli smo bukom.
Then Prabhupada, he took his cane.
Uzeo svoj štab za hodanje.
He said,
rekao,
and now we will go to Krishna.
A sada ćeš iđi
this is how
Krishna.
The dream ended.
I tako san završi.
It was very nice.
To bio jako lijep.
I know.
San.
Maybe one day.
Možda jednog dana.
I can follow Prabhupada.
Prabhupada bolje.
And I know he will say.
I znam,
now we will go to Krishna.
Sada ćemo ići ka Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi go nitai ki jai. Go premanandi Hari Har Bol.
Yeah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacari Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai. While we're on the subject of dreams,
dok govorimo o temi, o ovoj temi sanjanja,
I feel now inspired to
sada se ja osjećam inspiriranim
share with you
da sa vama podijelim
dream I had
nedavni san koji sam imao,
which I was not planning to speak about,
ali kome nisam mislio govoriti.
Sometimes Prabhupada will come to resolve some internal
conflict that we have.
And in my own case,
I mean,
as many
slučaj,
of you know, I've been involved in academic
ja sam
study now
bio
for
sada angažiran malo
some
studiranje,
years.
Akademsko
and it's been
studiranje.
Actually a constant
I to je zapravo,
internal conflict.
Zapravo postoji cijelo vrijeme unutrašnji konflikt, šta to radim?
Gdje me ovo
vodi? U čemu je
poanta?
Da li trebam nastaviti?
Because
jer
many devotees find it a very questionable thing.
Nalazi da je to vrlo upitna
stvar. Some devotees are quite sharply critical.
Su vrlo oštri I kritični.
Others are
nastrojeni.
Very encouraging.
Drugi nas ohrabraju jako puno.
To me. So,
jako me puno ohrabraju.
It's been an ongoing kind of internal conflict.
Neprestan unutrašnji konflikt.
My dreams tend to be not so vivid, and
nisu tako jasni.
I, after waking up, could not recall
probudim,
the details
ja ne mogu se sjetiti detalja,
of the circumstances of
situaciji,
the encounter with Prabhupada.
To,
but the one clear
Prabhupada,
message
ali jedna
that came
jasna
through from Prabhupada.
Jasna, je
and I'm quite sure it was
ja sam
Prabhupada.
Siguran da to stvarno bio Prabhupada, da to nije bila moja imaginacija.
That his answer to this concern of mine was just keep going.
Jednostavno nastavi dalje.
Just keep going on.
Samo nastavi.
Just continue.
Nastavi.
It was sort of in the mood.
To je bilo
the impression I got was
dobio sam impresiju takvu utisak.
Just keep doing your duty.
Nastavi raditi svoju dužnost.
Prabhupada was very much in that mood that you do your duty. So this is your duty, now just do it.
To je tvoja dužnost, obavi.
Don't get mental about it.
Sada postati mental.
So this was very encouraging for
to
me. This was fairly recent. I wanted to speak about what Bhakti Tirtha Swami described so nicely,
opisao,
this experience that fortunately we could share of meeting
Srila Prabhupada.
Very close to the end of his life, some of you will be familiar with my perspective on this event, as I have told it. One thing I thought is interesting is how much Bhakti Tirtha Swami's experience was different from my experience of this particular occasion. When Bhakti Tirtha Swami was called in to read his report, this was the second day. Actually, I was not there that first meeting. I heard about it, that Prabhupada had embraced you. It was all over Bhaktivedanta Manor that Prabhupada had embraced
you.
But the next day, I was invited to sort of tag along because
I've
been Bhakti Tirtha Swami's assistant for
jer sam
a few
bio
weeks.
Kroz neko vrijeme,
and that was for me a to by the way, an extremely educational experience.
Vrlo I learned poučno iskustvo.
Probably, anyway, I learned a great deal about what is devotional service from Bhaktivedanta Swami
in those few weeks.
And incidentally, we had, I'm pretty sure it was from Austria.
Siguran,
and
we
had been driving for several hours back to Germany to Schloss
Rittershof.
We arrived there after maybe 12 hours of driving. And immediately we walked in the door and someone told us, Srila Prabhupada is in London.
Srila Prabhupada
is
in London.
Srila Prabhupada in London. But then we have to go and see him. There was no question. It was such an amazing... You know, we understood Prabhupada was in India. He was in very serious condition.
But in
London, we have to go.
So
we turned around practically like in some cartoons.
You
see somebody going and then there's many lines behind it showing how the person went so fast.
And there's a line that shows how the person went so
fast. Turned around, jumped back in the car and drove another 12 hours to London. So this occasion came where it was possible to go in and
sit
in Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was in a chair, I believe it was a rocking chair,
and Upendra,
his servant, was massaging his leg. Now at this time, Prabhupada's legs were literally nothing but skin and bone. His whole body was like that. And I was a little shocked.
I had already seen Prabhupada, but now I was sitting,
you know, maybe 1 meter away from him.
Dalje od njega.
And I was kind of sort of staring at his legs
as
Upendra was massaging them. His massage was just very, ever so gently kind of stroked the legs. It was so gentle, it was striking me. And I was just kind of watching as Bhaktivedanta Swami was reading his report. At one point I looked up at Prabhupada's face and he had been looking at me. And then from his expression, I could later on realize, understand what he was telling me. That you fool, don't you understand that we are not this body? When are you going to learn? Because I was very much in a bodily conception looking at Prabhupada, and he was obviously completely off of that platform. As he was listening to this nice report of preaching activities, then in the course of Bhaktivedanta Swami's report, he was describing, this was from East Germany, sometimes he would describe what we would see, and one thing we would see was people standing outside of supermarkets, waiting in long lines to get what they wanted from the supermarket. And when Prabhupada heard this, tears were rolling down his face, and he interrupted. And he said, yes, that is the condition. And he was... what struck me was that he was crying out of a genuine concern for the physical, the material welfare of these people whom he had never met. He said, because it is a godless civilization, it will become worse. They will not be able to get the basic necessities of life. And yes, there is the mood of Prabhupada in his books, which says the same thing many times. He would express ideas like this. A godless civilization is bringing about this condition. But I needed the lesson face to face from Prabhupada. That Srila Prabhupada was... What was the depth of his compassion? That I was given a little peek to understand what actually was the depth of his compassion. That it was compassion for the conditioned souls, which included their material condition. It was not some theoretical kind of a compassion. It was a full, complete compassion. Anyway, I thought that's interesting that this was my experience, and I really don't remember anything of Prabhupada like cutting short the report, as Bhakti Tirtha Swami experienced. I don't remember that at all. I remember that he really wanted to hear the whole report. And he was, you know, very absorbed in participating in, you could say, by hearing the preaching activities of his disciples.
It
was very moving.
Kako objašnjavaš ove potpuno različite percepcije iste stvari?
Sachinanda Maharaj asks, how do you explain these difference in total difference in perceptions? I can only say there is a kind of mystical aspect, and he would simultaneously reveal this different sides of himself to different devotees. I wanted to also convey something of a message of my understanding of Prabhupada's life. Again, something which I think I've communicated with some of you, and it is summarized in the title of the first volume.
Zapravo sažeto u naslovu prvog tomu ovoj biografije od šest toma Šila Prabhupada koji je zapisao Satsvarup Goswami.
Namely, A Lifetime in Preparation. Zove
se Život u pripremi.
Over the years of reflection on what Prabhupada was teaching us,
sam razmišljao o tome što je Prabhupada podučavao,
and what Prabhupada was communicating to me in the course of my encounters with him, there was one theme was dominant, and that theme was that Prabhupada was very soon going to be departing from us, and therefore we should prepare ourselves to continue our spiritual life without him. Many times Prabhupada would say, I am at the fag end of my life,
I may leave any moment.
So how are you going to continue? That you must be prepared for.
Zato moramo biti spremni.
I won't go into other details how I experienced
tom,
that with Prabhupada, iskusio, but this last experience was definitely one of them. Prabhupada came to London,
kada je Prabhupada došao u London,
literally to say goodbye.
Bukvalno da kaže s Bogom svima nama.
He was saying, I'm going now.
Govorio,
so now
on mi je rekao,
you have to
sada
be
idem. Vi morate biti spremni.
But A Lifetime in Preparation,
ali život u pripremi,
title of the first
naslov,
volume of the biography
knjige,
for me is very meaningful and something we can all imbibe.
Nešto što
svi imamo, we know the history. Prabhupada spent many years of his life in India.
Znamo da Prabhupada proveo puno godina svog života u Indiji.
And it was a very nice perception of Satsvarup Maharaj that this was a lifetime in preparation for this incredible culmination of his life, which we are all the legacy of. We are all continuing to participate in that culmination of a lifetime in preparation. And at the same time, we have this opportunity of spending our lives, however much of it is left, preparing, and this is not to say delaying,
ne želim reći odgađati,
continuing the preparation to go back home, back to Godhead for ourselves personally, but also preparing ourselves to
sebe
become fully qualified contributors to this legacy of Srila Prabhupada.
Ovom, Prabhupada ovom nasljeđu.
And for me, it's always an inspiration
za
to go back and think of Prabhupada's life in India when he was younger, when he was very young,
mlad,
going through college. I tried to picture this situation of
Scottish Church College
in Calcutta. I visited this place more than once. For me, the kind of real life situation of Prabhupada amongst his friends when he was young in college, it was the time when people were agitating for independence, Indian independence, and Prabhupada was participating in that as a kind of revolutionary himself. I like to think of these times
stvarima,
and circumstances of Prabhupada before he came to us.
Bio, prije na što je došao,
and so I want to share with you,
again, kažem,
some of you will have
od vas će
already heard this,
već znate to,
a very short one-act drama
dramu,
I wrote
iz jednog čina,
some years ago. I wrote this
koju sam napisao prije nekoliko godina.
A little embarrassed that I haven't been writing more such dramas. A more recent one I did was about the creation of the Bombay Temple, but I won't read that, it's much longer. If you'll bear with me, I'll just read this short play called I'm Leaving. And I also, by way of introduction, have to say I wrote this
I wrote this
before
sam
this trend in our society
developed to
appreciate perhaps more than was appreciated in earlier years in our society, the feminine gender, the ladies.
Tako da možda će izgledati malo grubo, zato što je ovo kao malo starije djelo.
I'm referring here to Srila Prabhupada as Abai.
Obraćam Prabhupadu kao Abaju. Abai Charan je bio ime koje on dobio, kršteno ime.
Taking place in an encounter between Srila Prabhupada before he took sannyas,
with
his wife. His wife's name was Radharani. Abai says, addressing his wife, where is my Bhagavatam? I had it on my desk this morning and now it is not there.
Jutra, sada ga nema.
Radharani Mataji,
Radharani Mataji,
Abai
žena kaže.
Your Bhagavatam.
Tvoj Bhagavatam? Mm,
yes.
Da.
Well,
pa,
yes.
Da.
You see, actually, I took it this morning to Mr. Chakrabarti down on Chaurangi Road at the bazaar.
I na tržnicu.
You've heard this one before, haven't you?
Ti si ovdje čuo. Odnala sam ga na tržnicu, gospodinu
Chakrabarti.
Chakrabartiju? Pita Abai. Ko je to?
He is interested in Bhagavatam?
On se zanima za Bhagavatam?
You mean to say you are preaching to someone?
Želiš reći da propovjedaš nekom?
This is certainly an occasion to celebrate.
Razlog za proslavu.
The wife says, forgive me, brother,
me,
but
brother,
I must tell the truth.
Moram ti reći istinu.
I traded your book
zamijenio
for tea
biscuits. Za čajne kolačiće.
Abai. He's incredulous. He's shocked.
On je šokiran.
Tea biscuits?
Čajne kolače?
The Srimad Bhagavatam for tea biscuits?
Za čajne kolačiće?
Foolish woman.
Budala sa ženu.
You are not in your right mind.
Ti nisi pri sebi.
His wife says, oh, I know I'm foolish, but what can I do? There were no more tea biscuits. And with your business going so badly,
there is no dobro i nema novca.
And beside,
a pored svega,
it was an old book.
To je stara knjiga.
Prabhupada. Old book.
Stara knjiga.
Old book. Yes.
Da.
I see that for you the Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but an old book.
Nije ništa drugo do stara knjiga.
That most sublime literature,
the
very incarnation of God in book form,
Boga u književnoj formi,
full of the nectarian pastimes of
zabava, gospodina Krishna,
the ripened fruit of the entire Vedic literature, this book for which
knjiga,
I would give my life,
za koju bih dao svoj život,
you have given for some
dala
snacks
za neke grickalice,
to go along with your nonsense tea.
Da bi nastavila sa svojim bezveznim čajankom.
His wife said, so what is your
rekla,
wish?
Šta želiš onda?
You want your wife and children to live
želiš
like ascetics in the forest?
Žena i djeca žive poput asketa u šumu?
While you spend your time with your writing and preaching?
Sa svojim pisanjem i propovjedanjem?
Do you know what the neighbors say about you and your writing? They say, oh,
kažu, oh,
Abai Babu is
Abai
only
Babu
writing religious
samo
things.
Piše religijske stvari.
He is only thinking about
samo
God.
Misli o Bogu.
Then who will maintain his family?
A ko će održati njegovu obitelj?
What am I supposed to tell them?
Šta da im kažem?
I know the neighbor
ja
ladies joke about me behind
se
my back.
Susjede zezaju
they say,
da me zezaju za
she married a Vaishnava preacher.
Oh, udala se za Vaishnava propovjednika.
Make ends meet. Who cannot pay the bills.
Koji ne može platiti račune.
What does she expect from such a husband?
Šta očekuje takvog muža?
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Why do you have to be a missionary like
biti
this?
Misionar.
Who cares for your Bhagavad Dharma anyway?
Koga briga za tvoju Bhagavad Dharmu ovo vrijeme?
Why can't you just be
zašto
a good, pious,
dobar,
Hindu husband
Hindu,
and take care of your family properly?
Svoje familije na pravilan način.
Is that not pleasing enough to God?
Zar to nije dovoljno zadovoljavajuće za Boga?
You are not even making endeavor to get your daughters properly married?
Ti se ne trudiš da se tvoja kćer pravilno uda?
Abaj.
Abaj kaže,
I did what I could for them.
Učinio sam što sam mogao za njih.
I made arrangements.
Napravio sam aranžmane.
But no one accepted.
A niko nije prihvatio.
If you don't accept the arrangement I made, what can I do?
Napravim, šta mogu učiniti?
What makes you think everything
šta
depends on me?
Zašto misliš da sve ovisi o meni?
What if I died tomorrow?
Šta ako sutra umrem?
Does that mean your daughters
da li to znači
would
da
not be taken care of?
Koji nisu zbrinute?
No. Krishna will take care of them as he takes care of you and me and every living entity in this universe.
Brine o tebi, o meni i svakom živom biću ovog svemira.
The wife says,
žena kaže,
again the preacher.
O, ponovo propovjednik.
And Abai says, yes, I must preach.
Ja moram propovjedati.
That is my life and soul.
To je moj život i duša.
I have tried all these years to get you to cooperate with me.
Da te navedem da surađuješ.
Take initiation from my Guru Maharaj.
Da uzmeš inicijaciju od mog guru.
To assist me in this most important mission.
To spread Krishna consciousness.
Everyone is rotting in this material world because they have forgotten
Krishna.
People must be given a chance to understand the purpose of human life.
Smisao ljudskog života.
They must be given Krishna.
Moramo im dati Krishna.
That is the conviction of my guru, my Guru Maharaj.
U to je uvjeren
that is my conviction as
to je uvjerenje. Također.
And this should be your conviction
to treba
as well.
Biti tvoje uvjerenje također.
But you refuse to take interest in this devotional service.
Se interesirati za obredno služenje Krishna.
You refuse to accept initiation from my Guru Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj.
And you refuse
ti odbiješ
to help
me pomoć.
You want me to be a good
želiš
so-called
dobar, takozvani
Hindu husband.
Hindu suprug.
But why you don't be a good wife and assist me? Whenever I held a Bhagavatam reading with friends, you disappeared into the back room, showing a bad example for the children by drinking their black tea. You could just as well come and hear from our sacred books, but no, you prefer this nonsense tea drinking. And it's not that I haven't provided for you.
A nije da nisam obezbijedio stvari za
vaše izdržavanje. I've provided you with maidservants.
Imate imaš sluškinju.
I've provided you with cooks.
Imaš kuhare.
But when I sent for a servant to come to Lucknow to assist me with the factory,
ali kada želim da sluga dođe u Lucknow i pomaže mi u tvornici, koja je na kraju namijenjena da zarađuje novce za vas,
you insist on keeping me in Calcutta.
Da ja sam u Kalkuti.
Keeping him in Calcutta.
Da on ostane u Kalkuti.
Well, you and the children simply eat and sleep.
Jednostavno jedete i spavate.
I have worked all these years to maintain a family which up until now has not become attached to devotional service. This is my great misfortune.
To je moja velika nesreća.
As far as your daughters are concerned,
što se tiče tvojih kćeri,
I've done what I can.
Učinio sam što sam mogao.
Beyond that, it is up to you and them.
Izvan toga, sve ovisi
I will have no more part in this marriage business.
Više neću imati udjela u ovom poslu, bračnim poslovima. To je to. Ovo je kraj.
And the wife starts crying.
I žena počne plakati.
You don't care about us.
Ti se ne brineš za nas. Nije te briga.
I care about the order of my Guru Maharaj.
Za naređenje svog duhovnog učitelja.
If you don't care about that,
ako ti ne brineš za to,
then I don't care about
onda
you.
Ja ne brinem za tebe.
Obviously, you don't care about my Guru Maharaj's order.
Tebe nije briga za naređenje
As you have so blatantly reminded me.
Tako si me jasno
by selling my Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prodavši moj Srimad Bhagavatam.
The only copy I had.
Jedin primjerak koji imam.
What more is there to say?
Šta je još da kažem? Odlazim.
And his wife says,
onda žena kaže,
oh yes, leaving again.
Ponovo odlaziš.
Always leaving.
Uvijek ideš.
Leaving, then coming back.
Odlaziš, onda se
then
vraćaš.
Leaving, then
onda
coming
odlaziš,
back.
Onda se vraćaš.
Then she exits the room.
I onda ona izlazi iz sobe.
Abai, reflecting to himself while he's packing
razmišlja,
his clothes.
Dok pakira svoje stvari.
My Guru Maharaj came to me more than
Guru
once
Maharaj
in dreams,
mi se pojavio više
beckoning
nego jedan put
me to leave home and take
tražeći od mene da idem od kuće i da uzmem sanjas.
And each time I was horrified,
ja sam bio
thinking,
misleći,
why is he asking me to
zašto
take
mene, zašto od mene traži da uzmem sanjas?
But yes,
ali da,
now I can see,
sada mogu vidjeti,
Krishna is being so kind.
Krishna tako ljubazan prema meni.
He is taking all these material encumbrances
on oduzima sve te materijalne.
Yasyaham manugrinami harishe tattanam shanai tato adanam tyajantyasya svajana dukadukitam. Krishna says, whenever I feel especially mercifully disposed towards
someone,
I gradually take away all his material possessions,
njegove materijalne posjede,
his friends,
njegove prijatelje,
relatives,
i rođaci,
then reject
onda ga odbacuju,
his poverty stricken,
odbacuju tog osiromašenog i nesretnog čovjeka.
I've been a householder now for 36 years
već sam
36 and have performed the duties of a householder to the best of my ability.
Izvršavao sam dužnosti grihasta najbolje što sam mogao.
Still,
još uvijek,
although I,
iako,
although I have tried my best to train them in Krishna
consciousness,
my wife and children are not taking the process.
Ne prihvaćaju proces.
But this must be all the arrangement of the Lord.
Al to mora da je sve aranžman gospodin.
Now,
sada,
I can understand the wisdom of my father in choosing for me a wife to whom I would not become overly attached.
Odabirući za mene ženu za koju neću biti previše vezan.
In the present circumstances, it will be possible for me to give up all these householder affairs and concentrate fully on fulfilling the order of
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
There is no more point for me to carry on householder life, which is compared to a deep, dark well, which contains no water. Yes.
Da.
Now is the time to take full shelter in Krishna.
Uzem utočište Krishna.
To go wherever I can preach
da
the message of Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But where shall I go right
gdje
now?
Da idem?
To Vrindavan?
Vrindavan?
Back to Jhansi?
Ili Jhansi?
Anyway, Krishna will reveal some soon enough. For the time being, let me simply pack
sada,
and leave.
Neka se spakuje,
this time, I will not come back.
Neću se vratit.
Krishna has his plan for
Krishna
me,
ima svoj plan
which
za mene,
reveal
koji će on razotkriti, ako jednostavno sam mu se potpuno predao.
Then his wife
da njegova žena ulazi u sobu ponovo.
And she says,
i kaže,
where are you going?
Gdje ideš?
Abai says,
Abai kaže,
back home, back to Godhead.
Natrag kući Bogu.
The wife says,
žena
where?
Kaže, gdje?
Abai says,
Abai kaže,
don't bother.
Nemoj
I'm leaving.
Gnjavide. Idem.
The wife says, žena anyway, kaže, you will be back.
Anyway, vratit ćeš se.
Prabhupada says,
a Prabhupada kaže,
no.
Ne.
This time,
ovog puta
I won't be back.
Nećeš me više vidjeti.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
He goes out the door and
ide
leaves.
Kroz vrata i odlazi.
Then the son
onda
calls out from the back room.
Uzvikuje iz zadnje iz sobe.
Mata!
Majko, Mata.
Your tea is ready.
Čaj ti je spreman.
But I can't find the tea biscuits.
Ali ne mogu naći kolačice za čaj.
Where did you put them?
Gdje si ih stavila?
No answer.
Nema odgovora.
Mataji, where did you put the tea biscuits?
Mataji, gdje su čajni biskuti, keksi?
And the wife, she's distracted.
A žena je malo
zanimljena. She answers, I'm coming.
Dolazim.
And that's the end of the play.
I to je kraj drama.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
So the little point I want to make is a lifetime
ono sam
preparation.
Napomenuti,
Srila Prabhupada in this little episode,
which is
based on
what
Prabhupada has
relayed to us. Svoga života.
Prabhupada reflected on his own situation very carefully.
He
took this incident of the Bhagavatam being sold as a kind of final indicator. Now is the time to really make
kao zadnji, ono,
his move
indikator, da sad je vrijeme da
prepare for his mission.
Se pripremi za svoju misiju.
It was a mission which he was preparing
za koju se
ongoing throughout his life. Similarly, we are making preparation and sometimes it's in fits and starts in our individual lives. We sometimes don't see the big picture. Sometimes our vision may get a little bit more like tunnel vision and
tunnelsku viziju.
Our personal difficulties,
svoje osobne poteškoće,
so many obstacles
tako
will come
problema,
in the course of our lives.
Tokom naših
but
života,
if we can keep this
možemo,
bigger picture of the mission as Srila Prabhupada always kept throughout his
misije,
life, then
koje
pravo podržao we can be
successful. Cijelog svog života, onda možemo biti uspješni.
So I'll end
života.
There. I also wanted to mention,
ja sam želio također spomenuti,
I wanted to express
izraziti,
it has been my good fortune,
svoju dobru sreću,
and it's been really a result of this that I'm still here. We heard this very strong statement from Sachinanda Maharaj yesterday, how
da
it may very well be that 10 years from now, many of us will not be here for one reason or another. I feel fortunate that I'm still here, and I'm still here because of my godbrothers especially. And I realize three of my godbrothers who are here today
are
godbrothers with whom I've had opportunity to travel and preach. I've always been the sidekick, the assistant. And for me, this is the right position to be in.
I za mene to je pravilan položaj u kome trebam biti.
Been able to travel for some time.
Putovao neko vrijeme.
Altogether, what maybe 1 year we were together.
Možda godinu dana smo bili skupa.
And I learned a great deal from him.
I puno sam naučio od njega. Prije toga,
the assistant
ja sam bio pomoćnik Vaidyanatha Prabhuva.
Sachinanda Swami's brother.
Brat Sachinanda Swami.
We were traveling.
Putovali smo.
Sankirtan book distribution and
knjige,
record distribution in Denmark.
U Danskoj.
And this was also very helpful and educational
to
for me. Vaidyanatha was
Vaidyanatha Prabhu
completely fixed on the mission
na
of Srila Prabhupada. And this was a great inspiration
for
me. I think we spent a night in jail together.
Bili u zatvoru jednom skupa.
This was part of the program.
To bio dio programa. To bio dio programa.
And of course,
I naravno,
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, very good fortune. Actually, it was quite rigorous
with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
As he commented, he had a very rigorous program.
On imao vrlo oštri program.
But he was so tolerant.
Tako tolerantan.
I mean, everything, he was just always encouraging. That's all right, that's all
right.
And not only that, but he was very systematically wanting to educate me. He was training me to become like a member of this library party. These were like
library green berets Prabhupada's mission, the crack team.
And one thing he showed me was what it means to be fearless and what it means to take a risk for Krishna. He was always ready to just do the impossible.
Da učini nemoguće.
I was always the one to say, Maharaj, I don't think we can do that.
Maharaj, mislim da to
I
ne
don't
možemo
think
napraviti.
We're allowed to go there.
Mislim da nam nije dozvoljeno da idemo tamo.
Maharaj, I think we have to
Maharaj,
first get permission
moram dobiti dozvolu
to enter that building.
Da bi ušli u tu zgradu.
And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would say, anyway, let's just try.
Sve jedno, možemo pokušati.
And every time, Krishna, it was like, when Vasudev took Krishna across,
left
the jail, you know, the demons would all be asleep. No one would see. So lots of mystical things happened in the presence of Bhakti
Tirtha Maharaj.
But it wasn't just. I'm convinced he has mystic powers.
Ja sam bio ubeđen da on ima mistične moći.
But it wasn't that so much as the devotion he had. He really wanted. He was always writing these reports every night.
Svoje izvještaje.
Some of the places we were staying were a bit strange.
Su bila vrlo čudna.
But he would also get us out of scrapes. Out of danger. One time we were in the University of Leipzig. One professor we were speaking to said, oh yes, these books are very interesting. I think not for me. I believe the best would be you go to Professor such and such.
We
went to room so and so thinking, oh, we've got a sale coming up.
And
where had
prodat?
He sent us? He sent us to the university police.
Do policije. Do univerzitetske policije.
This is, you know, pre-1989 East Germany.
To je istočna Njemačka, prije 1991.
And so, there, within a couple of minutes, we understood what had happened. We were in hot water.
Bili smo se našli u vrućoj vodi.
And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj just so amazingly
zapanjujući način
nas
izvukao iz te situacije.
Smile.
Jednostavno se nasmiješivši.
He just apologized to these policemen from the depth of his heart. We are so sorry we didn't know. You know, there are so many different rules and regulations in all these different places we go to about what you can do, what you cannot do. I mean, we're very sorry we didn't know that we were not supposed to be here. Very, 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 very sorry.
Jako, jako nam je žao.
And I'm sitting there going,
ja tamo sjedem I pucam od smijeha.
And I'm nodding my head, yes, we're very sorry. Because I was the translator.
I
that was my main service.
To je bila moja glavna služba.
Translating
sam
into German.
Na njemački.
And in the end, these people were just so disarmed. They were completely pacified.
Da su se smirili u potpunosti.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Just go somewhere else. Don't come here. You go somewhere else. Okay?
U redu?
Oh yes, we'll be very happy to go somewhere else.
Vrlo sretni da idemo negdje drugdje.
And then I think we got out of there and then Maharaj, you know, he's just so transcendental.
Toliko je transcendental.
Got out of there, but then he said, actually, maybe we can just go in that building and...
Možemo ići u jednu drugu zgradu.
I said, Maharaj, please.
Maharaj, molim te.
This is... We have to leave here, okay?
Moramo napustiti ovo mjesto. All right, all right. All right.
He was the one who was so tolerant.
Dakle, on je bio taj koji je bio tako tolerantan.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Thakur ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada Avirbhav Mahamahotsava ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna.
Maybe I can just thank the devotees for inviting me. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning. I'd like to thank very much
how
nicely the festival was organized. And it's just so, as I said, exciting after 22 years to come back and see so many Vaishnavas. I think you're all fortunate that you have
puno.
These leaders to be able to help
sretni,
to guide you in your Krishna pomoći, consciousness. And this is such a unique type of
jedinstvena vrsta
druženja
među Vaishnava.
You're having kind of a naturalistic environment.
Vrlo prirodni, prirodno okruženje.
It's cultural,
zabavno,
at the same time,
kultura,
kulturnih
razmjena istovremeno.
And I think also
edukacija je prisutna.
So much, so much diversity.
Ovdje ima tako puno raznolikosti.
Of how powerful Krishna consciousness is going on in this area.
Svjesnost Krishne,
we all know
some
of the secular problems that have been going on the last
couple
of years.
Problema u zadnjih godina, zadnjih par godina.
And we can appreciate even more why spiritual life is the real answer. Other things
odgovore.
They disappoint us Radiš in all different kinds of ways and times.
Je,
but ultimately Krishna will never,
Krishna
never disappoint us. So we really hope in the next couple of days that you take more advantage of this association,
vrlo lijepo
druženje, that you try to connect more with each other,
da više povezati
to stay
very
much in touch,
da ćete
to learn a lot
dodiru,
what is going on in
different
preaching areas,
and
that you try to focus on the things that you heard in the different seminars.
Na različitim seminarima.
And each time that you come,
dođete,
hope that next year there's even more devotees coming. And that the devotees who do come, they come with greater sense of realization and greater strength.
Sa velikom and if the snagom.
Organizers invite me, I'll be happy to come
ako me pozovu,
once a year.
Ja ću biti sretan da dođem jednom pod godišnji.
Yes, we certainly want to thank you very much,
Maharaj,
for coming here and
što si došao ovdje,
making a deep impression in
što si ostavio duboke utiske
our festival and on
na
our
festival,
Krishna consciousness.
Na našu svjesnost Krishna.
Wish you a sretan put.
Sretan put.
It means a good way, a good journey.
Naš.
And please do come. I'm of course not an organizer. I'm also a guest here.
Ja nisam organizator, ja sam isto gost ovdje.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming to this Prabhupada evening.
Prabhupada večer.
I personally think we should close the evening
here
završiti, because some of us had two late nights
and
wish you a laku noć, a good night, and see you all back tomorrow.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Sisi Radha Krudya Bihari ki jai, Ko Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.